You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
A lot has happened since Julie Delpy last visited the show. She was still a teenager at the time, and she came to talk about her starring performance in Bertrand Tavernier's The Passion of Beatrice. In the years since, she's moved to the United States, appeared in a number of notable films, including Agnieszka Holland's Europa Europa and Richard Linklater's Before Sunrise and Before Sunset. For her latest venture, a movie called 2 Days in Paris, she not only co-stars with Adam Goldberg, she's also directed, written, edited, co-produced, and composed the original music. The film opens today at the Lincoln Plaza and Angelica Cinemas, and I'm very pleased to welcome Julie Delpy back to my show. Hello.
Hi.
I read somewhere that you've had an interest in directing films since you were a child. Where did you learn more, in the summer directing courses you took at NYU or by observing the directors of the films you've appeared in?
I would say it was actually, no, I did learn a little bit at NYU. I mean, you know, that's where I went, why I went there, and it was actually very enjoyable. I did learn a lot from directors I worked with, for
because
sure.
Depending
on
list.
The director.
Some are more
lucky.
Open.
Huh?
Some are more open and willing to show
to
you?
To share, yeah, exactly, depending. You know, like Kieslowski was very open. People that I became friends with, Roger Avery, Richard Linklater, Agnieszka Holland, even director I didn't work with, like Barbet Schroeder, or people I know that are just friends of mine, you know, with who I shared ideas and, you know, asked questions about what they thought would really make, you know, what makes them direct and what's the work of a director and all that, you know.
Well, you've actually worked with an all-star list, the ones you mentioned. Also, did you say Volker Schlondorf?
Mika
Karasmaki,
well, yeah.
Carla Sara, Jim Jarmusch, Lasse Hallström. And your first movie was Jean-Luc Godard's Detective. You started
yes.
with one of the greatest directors that ever lived.
It was actually wonderful to start with him. I mean, you know, Godard is like a very unique individual. Like his approach to movies is very different than a typical filmmaker. It's more kind of like an art piece than a film. You know, it's kind of more like a conceptual art almost. And it was very interesting to see his approach to movie because you couldn't go and work with someone more into just the craft of making movies and the art side of making movies than the business side. You know, it's like there's nothing about making money in his films, you know.
Well,
so it was interesting to see that approach.
Although
know?
That's something that I'm sure you have to keep in the back of your head when you're making films.
Of course. And my approach is different. You know, I don't think I'm an artist like Godard is. You know, I don't think I have the same talent as he does to be able to do to create such art piece, you know. I'm more of a practical person in a way, you know.
But this film does not look like a first film,
it really
looks quite accomplished. You play Marion, and Marion's parents, Jeannot and Anna, are played by your real life parents, aren't they?
Yes, but they're both actors, theater actors. They're wonderful actors.
So you went into the family business?
Yeah. Literally. I mean, I always promised myself if I direct a film that's set in France and there's a part for them, I will give them the part, like, first, you know. And so that's what I did. And when I started even writing the film, I thought of them for the leads. You know, I mean, there are leads, you know. They're the supporting roles of the parents, but they're really, to me, they're the lead characters in the film as well.
You made your stage debut when you were just 5. So were they encouraging you to become an actress all along?
Not really, but they thought, you know, they really enjoy their work. They don't take it as, like, it's not a money-making venture. It's not anything like that. They really do it because they love it. And they gave me the bug, you know, of, like, enjoying doing the work, you know, just the work, you know. I mean, then for me came more fame than them, you know. But the first impulse for me was the work, you know, and that's where I'm still, even in my directing, it's still in that direction. But I think I'm more commercial in my taste than they are, you know, in a way. They like really kind of art theater and everything, kind of very underground piece and
they
stuff.
They were in a lot of avant-garde theater.
Yes, a lot, yeah.
You are an anomaly in another way. When you first came here, you, like any number of young French actresses spoke English very well, but now you speak English almost without an accent.
Thank you. I still have a little bit.
Yeah, but it's quite
it's
extraordinary.
Almost gone. Yeah.
And you've added writing to your list of accomplishments. Do you write in English when you're working on an English
language
film?
I do write in English. I mean, you know, it's funny because when I started writing in English, the first thing I started writing in English was actually on Before Sunrise, the first Sunset Sunrise. Ethan and I wrote a lot of the dialogue and a lot of the scenes. We didn't get credited, which was, now Richard recognized it, a mistake.
Now you wrote it or you improvised it?
No, we wrote it. Mm-hmm. Wrote it. Sit down and write, which is very different than improvising.
And Ethan now is writing his own films as well.
Yeah, novels and own films and stuff. And it was very interesting because I didn't know that I had capacity to write as a writer. So in a way, because I was not credited, it was safe. I was writing a scene, like the scene on she's pretending to be on the phone calling her friend and stuff. And then people saw the film and they liked the scene. And I was like, oh, maybe I can write in English. So I started writing in English. And then I read something... you know, at first I was like, oh, it's impossible to write in another language. And then I was reading something about Nabokov. He started writing in Russian, then he wrote in English, then he wrote in French, then he wrote in Spanish. And
I think he wrote in German as well.
As well, yeah. So each time he would get almost too comfortable with the language, he would like to move on to another one. And I found that an interesting approach. You know, I don't know if I'm going to move on to Spanish next, but... I find it very interesting to write in another language. I find it actually very enjoyable because
Liberating?
Huh?
Is it liberating in some way?
No, I like it because it's like you know, sometimes I make grammatical mistakes and stuff, little things there and there. But overall, you know, I pick on everyone's expression when I hear people talk. I listened much more than if I was listening to French people talk, you know.
And you got an Oscar nomination for your writing credit in Before Sunset.
Co-writing with Ethan and, Richard.
And this film is dialogue. It has a lot of dialogue-driven humor.
Yeah.
I assume that's the way you've always thought. Some people have compared it to Woody Allen films, the early ones, and others to Richard Linklater.
Yeah.
But do you see it that way?
You know, in a way, obviously I'm going to be influenced. Well, Richard Linklater, obviously, it's not just him influencing me. It's, you know, because Before Sunrise and Before Sunset, well, I co-wrote Before Sunset officially and Before Sunrise unofficially. We co-wrote Ethan and I. You know, basically, I know people don't like to hear that, but it's the truth. Even Richard says it. You know, the first film, we had so much to do with the writing.
It's kind of apparent. You kind of look like you're...
Yes. But, you know, so basically, you know, obviously those films will have some of my writing in it. So obviously it will have a tone of it that's similar. I think the film is very different in tone, though. 2 Days in Paris, it's much harsher. It's more of a comedy than a romantic film.
Yeah, it's not a romantic comedy. You resisted that. And you're working counter to the audience's expectations, not only of what Paris is all about, but what you and a character that you would create
I'm quirkier,
about yourself.
I'm quirkier than... What?
Yeah, you're a little less likable than if I were writing my own a character about me. And also the predictable differences between Americans and the French are not there. You know, you work against our expectations, maybe because you have dual citizenship and you didn't want to just be too nice or too mean to either.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I give to both culture their fair share of criticism in the film, but always with humor. And I think that's what allows me to do it in a way without... It's not mean, but it's harsh sometimes, but it's also true, you know, in so many ways. You know, I do believe that, you know, whatever happened with Clinton and Monica Lewinsky had a huge influence on the next election and bringing Bush to power. And Bush in power, you know, I believe, you know, I don't believe someone like Gore would have gone to war with Iraq, you know, knowing that there was no weapons of mass destruction and et cetera, et cetera. I mean, I'm crazy to think that, but I believe it's true. You know, I believe there was an agenda there. And so, you know, yes, of course, this incident with Monica Lewinsky probably had a huge influence on the world's future, you know, basically, and what's going on now and the world's present right now. So, yes, like some little sexual affair. And had such an influence on the world. And at the same time, I think it's interesting because I believe in France, something like that would have never happened. You know, French presidents are renowned for their many, many lovers.
Yeah, or odd marriages, or also to friends.
Yeah, and it's accepted because I don't think a man or anyone or a woman should be judged on their sexual behavior, their capacity at ruling a country. You know,
so. You're kind of tough on some of the Parisians.
I'm tougher on the Parisians than the Americans.
The
actually.
Cabbies are homophobic, they're sexist and racist. The artists are often half drunk. Marion's old male friends act like infantile Casanovas. On the other hand, Jack, her boyfriend, can be your classic ugly American. He won't travel in the metro because he's afraid of Muslim terrorist attacks. And you get a. Did you always write funny?
Huh?
Did you always write funny?
You know, I have a tendency to write funny. It's actually, I enjoy writing comedy dialogue, and I especially enjoyed writing this one because I was writing for people that I knew were going to play the part, from Adam to Alexia, Adam Goldberg to Alexia Londo to my
parents. You
called
upon not only your family, but all your friends.
Yeah, all my friends are in the film, in front of the camera, behind the camera. The set designer is one of my best friends, actors, everyone involved in the film. I kind of, it's half and half, kind of, you know. So it was a lot of fun to be able to write with people in mind.
When did you start getting serious about music? You recorded a CD of your music. Three tracks from that were in Before Sunset, and you've written the music for this film.
Well, music is tricky for me because I learned music. I started when I was six to learn music theory first. And then I started clarinet when I was 7 years old. Played clarinet for about 12, 13 years. I stopped clarinet because I felt lonely playing clarinet. You know, it's not a very convivial instrument when you go to a party. And yeah, it's not like you want to put out your clarinet and start playing a tune and stuff. So, and then I kind of put music aside for a while, and I always missed it. And then when I was in my late 20s, I picked up a guitar and I started learning guitar. And then by myself, I bought a keyboard and I started learning to play piano, and that's how I composed the music, with guitar and piano.
Well, you wrote the music here, you edited, you co-produced, you directed, you wrote the script, you co-star.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's anything else you can do, Julie. I think you're finished.
I actually made the poster as well. No one knows that, but I designed the poster of
and
the
are
film.
You, and you, and
that's
working.
What I'm the most proud of.
Are you going to keep on doing this?
Huh?
Are you going to continue doing the full thing in future films?
You know, I might delegate a little bit more, probably. I mean, it would be nice to collaborate with an editor, for example. I believe the editing, though, is where the film is made, in a way, and it's essential to not miss a day of in the editing room for a director. I don't think I would leave the editing room. I mean, I had additional editors coming to my film. I'd edit alone for a while, and then someone came in for a while for a polish and stuff. But, like, a polish. And then, but still, I believe the director should be, yeah, no, exactly. But I believe a director, I mean, that's my view of making movies, is that a director should be in the editing from the first day to the last. I mean, it's
2 days
essential.
In, 2 days in Paris, in which Julie Delpy co-stars with Adam Goldberg, is opening today at the Lincoln Plaza and the Angelica Cinemas. And I want to thank you so much for being with us again. It's
thank
been too
you.
Long, Julie.
I know, 20 years. Thank you so much.